This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match. And today, one of these teams is going to have the chance to win their very own video arcade game. So, players, are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Okay, here we are. Excuse me, I'll come in the middle if it's all right with you guys. Welcome to Starcade. Nice to have the studio audience here, and hello to you at home. These are our two teams today, so let's meet them right now. And your name is?
Michael Frumowitz.
Mike, tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm 14. I'm from Malibu, California. I go to Brentwood School. I'm in the ninth grade, and I like snow skiing, water skiing, baseball, and video games.
You live in Malibu, and you like snow skiing?
Yeah.
Well, so close, but so far. And you are?
I'm Adrian Frumowitz, Michael's mother. I have three sons, Michael, a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old. I teach school out in Malibu.
What grade?
I teach the gifted class. Uh-huh. I like snow skiing. I like to travel. I jog. I play tennis to keep in shape.
A bunch of stuff that you do. Yeah, and you play video games, I see. Okay, fine. Welcome. Nice to have you on the show. And you are?
I'm Ted Lee. I'm in ninth grade at Bancroft Junior High in Hollywood. And I'm 14, and I love video games and filmmaking.
What's your favorite video game?
Probably Crystal Castles.
Crystal Castles, that's a lot of fun. And you are?
Hi, I'm Michael Rack, and I'm a senior systems engineer working on air defense systems. And I like computers, and I also like video games.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you're all here together. These are our two teams. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous jukebox today. Somebody has a program, so it's flashing help in little red letters up at top there. You guys shake hands, and then go over to the podiums, and as you go over, Kevin will tell us about the five games that we have in store for us today. Kev?
Jeff, today it's the Pac-Man Family Show with a special guest star. First today we have Ms. Pac-Man, the petite cutie munching her way. Next it's Pac-Man Plus, the great one at greater speed. Then it's Pac-Man, the original, and still great, and Super Pac-Man, the mighty one taken over, and our special guest star today, Snake Pit, a great new game from the man who started it all. Jeff?
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Well, those are today's five games. Both teams had a chance to play them before today's show. Just a reminder that one of those games is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, then you'll automatically win a prize. And right now, Kevin's going to whisper to the home audience. He'll tell them what the mystery game is.
The mystery game today is Pac-Man Plus.
Okay, Kev, thank you. I have a question for you. First team to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. Ready? Hands on buzzers. What is page two on Arabian? A, the ship, or B, the shore?
The ship.
Adrian and Mike.
B, the shore.
The shore, right. They buzzed in, so they got a chance to answer. All right, Mike and Adrian, you pick the first game. What are we going to play?
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man. Plain old Pac-Man will be first. Kevin, tell us about that.
It's the original Pac-Man on a lazy munch around the maze, gobbling up dots, scoring points, and enticing the monsters close to the Energizer dots so he can turn the monsters blue and then gobble them up and score more points. If a cherry or a strawberry or a lemon should appear in the maze, he might stop to munch a bit and make still more points. It's the Pac-Man, known to all and loved by many.
Well, I can see, Mike, you're going to play this, are you?
Yes, I am.
Saving Adrian for the heavy stuff?
Yeah, for the heavy
stuff. Okay, just in case you need her, she'll be in the back. Yeah, okay. Not much to say about Pac-Man. If you're a Pac-Man player, you may have a pattern, I don't know, but you know if you can get all four of those little ghosties when they turn blue, it really mounts up.
Okay.
Ready to go?
Sure.
All right, Adrian, you cheer him on right over here, if you will. Mike, get ready.
Okay.
Get set.
Go.
Play. Here goes Mike. One. Can you get the other one? Yeah, 60. Nice play, Mike.
Thank you.
And you're a good cheerleader, too. Head on back, Adrian, to Mike. And here comes Ted and Michael. All right, you're going to play, Michael?
Yeah, I'm Ted. I'm going to play.
I'm sorry. You're going to play, Ted? All right, Ted is going to play. You have a pattern in this game?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's see how well you do. He got a pretty nice score. We'll see if he can do better. If he gets set, please, Mike, over here. And Ted gets ready to play. Get ready, get set, play. Too bad. 30 seconds to go. Another one. 15 seconds. All right. 10 seconds. $790. All right, Ted, nice play, Mike. All right, hang on here. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game here on Starcade. Special day today.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the 2001 Jukebox. It's microcomputer controlled with room for over 200 of your favorite records and a digital readout of the 10 most played tunes. The 2001 microcomputer-controlled Music Entertainment Center, furnished by Centuri. And four-year jukebox from KTEL, a $250 collector's library of records from the company that brings all the great recordings together. From the country sound to the top 40 hits, they're all together from KTEL, the music leader. A great grand prize waiting to be won here on Starcade. Now back to Jeff Edwards.
All right. Let's see where we are after Pac-Man. Adrian and Mike, you have so far 4,260 points. And Michael and Ted have 6,790. Not too much of a difference between the two of you, but Michael and Ted, you're in the lead. There's still one more game to be played in this round, though, as we know, and total points scored on both games then will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. Next question coming up. Hands on buzzers. In Time Pilot, what kind of flying machine does the player encounter in the year 2001?
Flying saucers.
Yes, right, UFOs, flying saucers, we accept that. Those are rocket ships and UFOs. Good enough, sir. You get to choose a game. What are we going to play?
Ms. Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man is coming up, and we'll ask Kevin about that.
It's Ms. Pac-Man munching her way petitely through the dots while being chased by the four monsters. Every dot she munches is another point on her score as she munches her way toward the Energizers. Gobbling one of these, she can then pursue the blue monsters for more points, but she's running again when the monsters change back to their original colors. She'll score extra points if she catches the fruit that appears briefly in the maze. You've chosen Ms. Pac-Man, a very petite lady.
Okay, Ted, you chose Ms. Pac-Man, and you have Michael ready to play it, huh?
Yes.
What's your strategy?
Go for the Energizers quick.
Go for the Energizers and the fruit, too. When you see the fruit, grab it as fast as you can. The more fruit you grab, the more fruit show up, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck to you. You have 50 seconds, Michael. Ted will cheer you on. Get ready. Get set. Go. In the garden. Yeah, you got one. There's another one, good enough. Fruit. Yes. All right, 15 seconds. All right, get that last one. Oh! $6,060. What do you think, Ted?
That's incredible.
He did great. Michael, congratulations. Head on, Michael's out of breath. Head on back. Here comes Adrian and Mike. Okay, you guys have picked Adrian to play this, huh?
Yes.
All right, you have 6,000 points to go for. That's kind of a tough score, Adrian.
Certainly is.
Okay, well, wish you good luck. Get the fruit if you can. Get the Energizer as fast as you can. And we'll see how well you do. You want to give her any last words?
No, I think she can do it.
Okay, here we go. Get ready. Get set. Play. There's one. Here we go. Ran into it. Good. Oh, you're in trouble. No. Come on. 15 seconds. Out. Look out. No. Oh, you're not driving home, are you? Don't let her steer. Head on back. We're going to add up the scores from both games. Both of you had a chance to play Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man, and now one team here is going to play for a special prize.
You love it.
Let's total up the scores from both games and see who gets to play the name of the game board. Adrian and Mike have 5,640.
All right, Michael.
Michael and Ted, 12,850. Went way into the lead on Ms. Pac-Man. Come on down, guys. Keep your backs to the Name the Game board. We'll show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to get a great prize, and Kevin's going to tell you about it.
If you get 3 out of 4 correct, you'll win Activision's hottest new titles for a variety of home computers, River Raid, Pitfall, the Decathlon, Space Shuttle, and Enduro, a home entertainment package from Activision. And Michael and Ted, if you get all 4 correct, you'll battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement. A futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair. And a beautiful jewel pendant from the Miss USA collection at Gordon's Jewelers, with over 400 stores from coast to coast, furnished by Gordon's Jewelers.
I suppose you guys will have to fight over who gets to wear the pendant. But yes. All right, now who's going to go first?
I am.
Okay.
Ted, all right, Ted will go first, then Mike, then Ted, then Mike. To turn around, please. Back up just a little bit, Ted. There you go. Up in the upper left-hand screen, is that Robotron or Zector?
Robotron.
Right you are. Number 2, QB3 or Wacko?
Wacko.
Wacko is right. In the middle, Scramble or Cobra?
Scramble.
Yes. And finally, Space Duel or Space Fortress?
Space Duel.
Yes, you're right. If that was a guess, you guessed it on the nose. You get all the Bionic Chair or the pendant. In a moment, we'll be back and see if these guys can continue their lead and who's going to have a shot at their very own jukebox.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. We asked two game manufacturers where they've been and where they're going.
Our greatest game was Phoenix, followed by Time Pilot and Gyrus, Vanguard, and of course, the current game of Track and Field.
In game creation, we always think of the players, and sometimes you have to create a game for, say, the novice players. Ms. Pac-Man was for the less sophisticated player, if that's the way best way to explain it, the ones who really weren't familiar on how to play a video game. Anyone could play it. It was simple in operation. You just controlled the joystick in 4 directions, and you could get into the game. And it was fun to play, whether you scored 20,000 points or you scored 2,000 points. You walked away feeling satisfied that you had fun playing the game. However, as the players matured in our industry, our game creators had to make more sophisticated games. But in making the sophisticated game, we had to think of that first-time player. So you have a situation where you have to have something very simple at the beginning to get you into the game, and then something to challenge what we call him, the real games player, so that he stays with the game for a long period of time.
Let's go back now to Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
All right, Kevin, thanks a lot. Well, this is round 2 now. There's only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds left to play it. After that, we total up all the scores, and the top scorer in all games is going to get a chance to win that jukebox. Now, Adrian and Mike, you need some points. There's some points behind there. And Michael and Ted, of course, you want to block them if you can. Here we go. Question. In Crystal Castles, the pot of honey is protected by a swarm of bees. Swarm of bees, right you are, Ted. Got in there really fast, and let's see what you're going to do. We have, we have Super Pac-Man up there, Pac-Man Plus and Snake Pit, and the mystery game has not been picked yet. What are we going to play?
Snake Pit.
Okay, that is not the mystery game. The mystery game was Pac-Man Plus. So let's find out about Snake Pit. We'll call down to the announcer pit and ask Kevin.
That it's cold down here too, Jeff. But it climb out. Oh, wealth beyond a man's dreams. That's what the treasure map promised that led you, Outback Jack, to these dark, dank ruins. But the snakes and the other creatures are everywhere, and you must use your whip to fight off each successive venomous tide to reach the fabled golden amulet of Avalon. Work quickly for extra bonus points, and watch out for the deadly giant scorpion. As Outback Jack says, if snake meat was precious, I'd be a rich man now. There's practically no escape from the snake pit.
Yes, I've heard Outback Jack say that. Okay, Ted, it's Snake Pit. You're going to play it?
Yes.
I think you may have put a scoring block on Adrian and Michael there, because this is not a high-scoring game, but it's a tough game. What can I tell you? This, after the second screen, or into the second screen, the less snakes left, the faster they get and the smarter they get.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, just whip them. I don't think we'll get to the treasure, but let's see what happens here. You all set? Get ready? Get set? Play. Oh, here's one good for you. Oh, you get him before they get out there. Good. All right. Oh, look at that. $1,850. You not only put a scoring block on them, you played really well. Okay, Ted and Michael, go on back. Mike and Adrian, come up. Well, I don't know what to tell you guys. They have some points on you. It's going to be tough to beat them, even to catch up with them. Maybe we're just playing for the glory of Malibu right now.
I agree.
Okay, good luck to you, though, Mike. And Adrian, you cheer them on. Hop right in there. Get ready. Get set. Play. There's one. Got him. All right. Good. One more. You got him. All right. About 10 seconds left. $1,175. Okay, Mike, congratulations. Adrian, you go back with Mike. Okay, we're going to add up the scores. I don't think Adrian and Mike caught up enough, but let's take a look at where we are. Adrian and Mike, you have 6,815. Michael and Ted, 14,700. Looks like you did it. Congratulations, champ. Nicely played. You too, Mike. Nice played. And Mike, I'm getting confused. There's so many Mikes here, including this one right here. And Adrian, you guys were good players. Nice to have you on the show. We have some nice games for nice gifts for you. If I don't get rid of this cold, I'm not going to be able to say anything, okay? Congratulations to you. And now a big prize for the champions, Michael and Ted. Let's talk to Kevin. We'll find out what it is.
It's an Aquarius Compact from Mattel Electronics, a complete home computer system with a keyboard, a printer, a data recorder, and a memory expander packed together to perform together from Mattel Electronics.
All right. Well, you two gentlemen, there's a jukebox waiting for you. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back and see if they can take it home with you. And welcome back to Starcade. Well, Ted and Michael, this is it now. A chance to win your own jukebox. There's still two games left unplayed, Pac-Man Plus and Super Pac-Man. And during the commercial, we informed you that if you pick Pac-Man Plus, you'd have to score at least 3,400 points. If you picked Super Pac-Man, you'd have to score at least 4,400 points. Mm-hmm. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who play these same games. You discussed it, did you?
Yes.
What did you decide?
Pac-Man Plus.
Pac-Man Plus. That means if you score 3,400 points or more in 30 seconds, you win the grand prize. That's the jukebox. So while Kevin tells us about Pac-Man Plus, we'll go over and get ready to play the game. Here we go.
It's the Great One, jazzed up and speeded up, gobbling away faster than ever and more than ever, with frantic ghosts in pursuit and disappearing mazes just when the Pac-Man needs the most. It's one up on Pac-Man, it's a plus, and it's frantic.
It is frantic. This thing really moves. A couple things. When you run over the Energizer dots this time, Ted, I presume you're going to play, Ted?
Yes.
When you run over the Energizer dots, not all of the monsters turn blue all the time. Sometimes one of them stays the other color and can get you.
Yes.
All right, yes. Watch out for that. What else can I tell you? If you see the drinks appear, get them as fast as you can, because what happens then is the monsters turn invisible, you have a chance to get some more points, and when they turn back, they're blue and they might be around you.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Would you lend me $20?
Maybe.
Gee, it's funny. The yeses were coming in a row. I thought maybe I'd get another. We wish you good luck. We'd like to see you take that jukebox home, Ted.
Thank you,
you need 3,400 points in 30 seconds. Mike will cheer you on. Get ready. Get set. Play. 30 seconds for the jukebox. Got that? You got it! You got it, man! You just nailed that thing! No wonder you were just saying yes. You know what you're gonna do all the time. Congratulations! You got yourself a jukebox. You guys have a heck of a team. Boy, what a player he is! Hope you enjoyed Starcade today. Until the next show, the Jeff Edwards saying, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.